Hello, this is Dan Davis, publisher of Victory Lane Magazine.
Hello, Dan. How are things?
Well, it's a good evening with lots of things happening out here on the West Coast in the next few months, and indeed all across North America. I think it's going to be an interesting vintage racing season. Could start as early as June, probably July, and things are being rescheduled almost daily to fill up that fall schedule.
Great. What events are you looking forward to in that fall calendar, Dan?
Well, we open up the fall with a late summer event at WeatherTech Raceway with the annual August Rolex Monterey Motorsports Reunion. And again, it should have close to 500 great vintage racing cars. There will be interesting events at Portland Raceway. We're Sovereign, I believe, on Labor Day weekend. We'll be celebrating all the British cars.
Well, it certainly sounds busy for the West Coast. What events are you looking forward to across the country?
We always have to look forward to the Road America's International Challenge with Brian Redman. It has, 400 really interesting vintage race cars. And, of course, annually it features the great Can-Am cars of that 1966 through 74 series. And, you know, they're really impressive, roaring down that long straight at Road America with the big block cars hitting, I understand, 220 miles an hour. And a full field of those cars makes the ground shake.
That sounds awesome. Dan, tell me what Can-Am is celebrating in 2020.
It is an anniversary of the 1970 season, which saw the introduction of the little knee-high innovative Shadow. It was the introduction of the famed Jim Hall Chaparral sucker car with just little fans gluing that car to the ground. They said it could race on the ceiling.
Well, I've talked to a number of our correspondents over the last few days here, and I know that all of them are looking forward to the WeatherTech event at Road America. So we certainly hope to be there this summer with the Can-Am and, of course, all the other wonderful cars that we enjoy reporting on.
Well, good luck with putting all this together, and I'm sure our fans are going to have a interesting time listening to this program every week.
Thank you, Dan. I look forward to joining you on the broadcast.